Hello.
Hi, is this Alan?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Alan. This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry I wasn't here before.
That's okay. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure.
Perfect. So I'm working on your file here, and we're looking to come to a decision on the working capital program. I know you're working with Lena here. And
yeah.
I just had a few questions. Let me pull your file up really quick. Okay. So it looks like you are looking for some working capital, and what would you be using that for specifically?
Okay, I should have told you. One of the things that I do in my practice of law is I buy up limited partnership interests, and then I amass them and sell them, usually for a profit. So I would use it for that, really. Well, I just want to say goodbye to somebody. You go.
You buy limited partnership businesses?
Interests in limited partnerships. Typically, they own garden apartment complexes. They've bought them. They have negative capital now, and they're paying interest. They're paying income on money they're not getting. So I buy them on the cheap, hopefully on the cheap.
Uh-huh.
And then after a while, I sell them, or I buy the limited partnership, and it's worked out pretty well. So I need this to move that along a little bit.
Okay. So it's usually apartments, though. Is this what you're saying?
Garden apartments, yeah, usually.
Okay. And then you just fix them up and flip them? Is that pretty much what happens? Do you usually just fix them up and then you flip them?
No, I don't have to fix them up. I flip them when I can make a deal with the general partner or force the general partner to buy me or sell the project.
Okay. So you're purchasing them at a low cost, and
very
then
low. These people are paying taxes on phantom income, if you know what that is.
Yeah.
There's income on the K-1, but they're not getting the money. They don't want to pay the taxes anymore. So they got all their tax deductions, and they just want to get rid of it.
Okay.
That's just part of it.
And how many of these are you doing a year?
Three or four.
3 or 4 a year? Okay. And is this the main source of income for the business at this point, or is this something you do on the side?
Yeah, on the side. Not on the side, but the main force is my practice of law.
Okay. And what kind of return do you usually see on these types of projects?
Oh, 200 to 300%.
Oh, okay.
After a while.
And what is the time frame usually?
Could be 2 to 5 years.
So 2 to 5 years after you purchase, you'll get the return on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a project then coming up. Is it a property or an opportunity?
That's not particularly. I'm looking around all the time, so I don't know anyone specific now.
Okay. So you don't have a specific need at this point?
No, I can fund it myself.
Okay. So what would you need the funds for?
It's a backup to do it further.
Okay. So to buy additional properties?
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't have one picked out?
Not at the moment.
Okay. So is this more so just to see what you can get approved for?
No, I just want the backup, yeah.
Okay. And how much do you usually need for these types of projects?
Usually, wait, can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Everybody's leaving. Okay. Good luck. Be in touch.
Yeah.
Should I call Hunter?
Take care of yourself, huh?
Okay. Good luck. Thanks. Sorry. Where were we?
How much do you usually need per project?
Anywhere from $100,000 to $300,000.
Okay. And how much money would you have now to put towards this?
I have $600 to $750.
Okay. $600 to $750. $200. $600 to $750. Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. So I'm not sure if you know how this program works at all.
whatever Lena told me, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. So this program is based off the yearly gross revenue of your business. Typically it is. We'll look at the cash flow and just make sure everything's pretty consistent because we don't want to lend too much money. You know, we have to make sure the business can pay the loan back. But usually we will approve an initial amount, and then if that works out and the loan is paid back on time, a few months down the road, we can increase that loan amount and change some of the terms of the loan for you, you know, if it works out. But what we're thinking right now, and the approval is not completed yet. It'll be updated here in a few hours. But an initial loan amount around $50,000 or so, would that help you out to get a relationship started with us?
Just to get a relationship started.
Mm-hmm. $50,000. From there, I could potentially see it getting increased to, it could be a couple hundred thousand or so.
Yeah.
Maybe even more.
What are the terms?
Well, I don't have this completed yet. I just wanted to figure out what you were looking for. So I'll have Lena call you back once I get it figured out. But I think the longest term might be close to a couple of years. And you can do anything as short as it could be, you know, 4 months or so and anywhere in between. So we kind of let you choose the term that you want. We'll give you the longest term option and the highest loan amount, and then we can work backwards from there.
Right. I would like the $50,000 to be increased if that's possible, but I'll speak to whatever it is.
Yeah, typically we see, you know, as long as you're making your payments back on time, most clients, I would say 95%, get an increase in their next loan amount, and some of those can go up really high. So we do funding up to $1 million or so.
Mm-hmm.
So if the revenue is there, that is, you know, something that we can take a look at for you.
All right, very good. So I'll speak to Heather, and you're saying?
I'll have Lena give you a call back with some different options. And did you have a time frame for getting the funding?
Nope.
No, okay. So the way
this... I wouldn't want months and months, but I'm not in any... This has been going on a year anyway, so...
Yeah, so you... So the thing is, we would have you approved, but you don't want to take the funds until you're ready to use them, because then you have to pay interest on it. So that wouldn't, you know, benefit you. So we kind of try and figure out when you think you may need the funds so we can get that ready for you.
That'll be all right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have Lena give you a call here in the next hour or so, and she can go over some different options with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
If you have any other questions, I hope I'm here.
Okay.
Take care.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Bye.